Hi, Dr. Wright. I go to your clinic, and I had a question about my friend who's from Germany who lives here, and she is battling a kidney and bladder infection that has just gone on since March 9th. And she's been taking several rounds of antibiotics to no avail, and she went down to the dispensary, and I told her about the D-mannose, and she has been taking that for the last couple of weeks, 9 pills a day, and she still has it. She has type 2 diabetes, I should add. So I just wondered, what can we do to help her? Because the doctor keeps putting her on this ciprofloxacin or whatever.
Yeah, ciprofloxacin, yeah. Hmm?
Yeah,
that's one. All right, well, the D-mannose was a good first thought because, as you probably know, some 85 to 90% of all bladder infections are a particular bacteria called E. coli.
Yes.
And what the D-mannose is capable of doing is detaching the E. coli from where it's hanging on inside the bladder for dear life. And it just loves that D-mannose, so we get a lot of it in the bladder, and the bacteria say, whoopee, I'm going to go for that D-mannose. And funny thing, next time the person urinates, out they go. But it doesn't really kill them. It just flushes them, basically. Now, when that doesn't work, though, and I'm not sure about this pill stuff, because usually it comes in a powder with a scoop, and you got to take a scoop or two full at a time.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's usually every 3-4 hours till it goes away, except we don't have to get up in the middle of the night unless we're emptying our bladders, and at that point we got to replace the D-mannose. But if we don't get up and we don't empty our bladder, we don't have to. But anyway, so using it in the powder form and more of it might be helpful, but here comes some research from, of all places, ma'am, the Mayo Clinic back in the 1920s. And what they determined is if we took a sufficient dose of potassium iodide, that our bodies would try to get rid of it. And one of the places they would try to get rid of it is into the urine. And guess what? If we get a sufficient amount of potassium iodide into the urine, it kills every germ in there. That's what potassium iodide does. Now, just for example, my wife and I go to a lot of conventions. And we always carry a bottle of potassium iodide because we take a few drops before the airplane takes off. And matter of fact, it's more than a few. And when we do that, we don't get respiratory infections at all because it's in our mucous membranes there. But one time, another physician's wife, she was going to have to leave that convention because she was having a bladder infection. It was really getting bad, and the convention was out in the country at some resort or something. So Holly just handed her potassium iodide and said, look, what you do with this stuff is you take 12 drops and you do that every 3-4 hours, and you just do that until the bladder infection goes away.
12 drops
every... And you put it in 3-4 hours in water. Now, here's the key thing, ma'am.
Okay.
If a person does that, there's a limit. There's research that says that that can be done for probably 4, 5, 6 weeks. But past that, we might suppress our own thyroid gland. So we never, ever want to take it for that long. But it doesn't usually take that long to kill a bladder infection. If we're taking the potassium iodide, it's sold under the name of Bernard's solution because the person who invented it, Bernard Courtois, 1817, they thought they'd honor him a little bit. But there are very, very few people who are allergic to iodide. They'll know if they are. They just don't feel good. Otherwise, you get this iodine-like taste, and your nose starts to drip a little bit because, remember, it gets into all those respiratory secretions, and so things get a little tiny bit runny. But if that's the worst it does, it'll usually knock out that bladder infection in 3 days. And what the Mayo Clinic people pointed out is it didn't matter what the heck the germ was. It does matter with the D-mannose. Fortunately, most of the time, the germ is that E. coli.
Okay, so does she continue doing the D-mannose, or does she quit
to
do the potassium iodide?
There's no point doing the both of them at once, ma'am. And it sounds like the D-mannose It sounds like the D-mannose did not work, and it is not an E. coli. So she might as well switch over. Now, if there's any doubts, you got to check with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. But again, this stuff has been sold over the counter for years. It's, as you know, Fukushima disasters. Everybody wants their potassium iodide. But it's a marvelous germ killer.
Now, Chi, I know the doctor put her back again on that Cipro thing for 3 days. Is that going to be battling the... the Bernard solution? Does she take
no, ma'am.
The same time,
that's, oh, well, look, at you, you're right. You don't want to take them in the same glass of water.
Okay.
But if they're separated by an hour or two, that's not going to one is not going to hurt the other.
Very good. Well, I appreciate your help on this.
Okay, and I'll try to get your name right the next time you call, if you do.
It's all right. It's okay. I had to, I dropped off, so.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.